So what I thought we'd do is practice the application of contemplation. And it is in lieu of natural reaction. When something happens, you might go, or we might go, ah, or something. And that's not always useful. What we'd like to do instead is put some space in between the action and the reaction. This has a general application for pretty much everything that's living. It has an application for healing. Because, well, not just because, but for one thing, we may think we know something about what's going on, but really what we should do is give it some space so that we can have a better idea what's going on. So we don't just jump to some conclusion about something. And there's another application for teaching. Some of you, or maybe many of you, are teachers. And the problem always arises, what shall we do today? And very often, what comes up is what you have going on and is maybe a reaction to that. Or maybe it's prejudice in some way that you're reacting to. When we apply this giving space and contemplating before we respond to something, in the application of teaching, we call that the hookum. And the hookum is just simply, what is it that wants to happen here? What is it that wants to be taught here? Just as when you're healing, what is it that wants to be healed? We're asking the relation with the patient, the relation with students. What is it that wants to happen here? So, let's illustrate this for a moment. We'll do a very short exercise. Choose a partner. Or two, depending on how it works out. And just stay sitting up for now. And we're just going to do a simple exercise. Everybody has partners now?
Yeah.
Okay. So partner number one, whoever you decide is partner number one. Say something to your partner. It could be in the form of a question, or it could be a statement, it could be an observation, it could be anything. You say something, and the partner's going to listen to that. Okay, now. The person or people who are listening answer that or say something about what your partner just said. Okay. Now let's have the other person say something to the other person. And it could be a question too, but it could be anything. Okay, and now the person who is listening, answer the question, or answer with a response. Okay, now we're going to repeat that cycle again. So the first person, or in this case, maybe the third person, say something, and then the person or people listening don't say anything, but formulate something like you would be saying it, and pass on that. Give it some space and contemplate it. And then when that changes and something new comes up that you could say, go with that. Okay? We're,
yeah, they feel
okay.
Right.
Rather than responding right away, just go and contemplate that.
Mm-hmm.
And then let something new come up as a response and go with that. Okay? Yeah. Yeah, start it over. No. It was your whoever to have it.
No.
Okay. So don't respond yet. Contemplate that for a moment. And see what new response might want to come up now. And when that changes and something new comes up to mind, then respond. Okay, let's do it again. We're going to keep moving. Let's do it again. The next person, declare something, say something, or ask something. And then the person listening, don't respond, contemplate it, and then respond after what you are responding has changed. Okay, let's do it one again, alternate again, and this time the person making the statement or the question, make the question, and then the person listening or people listening, don't say anything, don't do anything, but contemplate it until something new comes up, and then contemplate that until something new comes up.
But you don't say anything.
Don't say anything. And keep doing that until there's really no more response to it. See if everything goes away. Just say it once and keep contemplating it. So, don't answer that. Okay, did we give that enough time? Okay. Then we'll just try it again. Alternate to the next person. And then you can ask something and say something. And then the person listening, don't respond. Just contemplate that, let it change. Contemplate it some more, let the response change. Contemplate it some more. Until there's just nothing left. Okay, so hopefully that illustrates what we're getting at. That everything that we do starts maybe from some kind of a response or reaction. And it's a conditioned response in some way. It's prejudiced in some way. Or it's based on something personal or based on what your tendencies are. And the same happens when you want to go teach a class. Say, wow, we haven't used this for a while, let's do this. Rather than say, okay, that's a good idea, but let's contemplate this and see if that's what really wants to be taught. You contemplate that. And then you come up with a new idea, like, oh, that changes. Or you add something, or, you know, somehow it morphs into something else. And then you do that again, and you keep doing that until it's a very definite path, very definite course, very definite thing that you're selling on. Does that make sense? So this was just to illustrate that. And what we'll do then as healing exercises is just apply the same thing, contemplate it, and don't do anything with your partner, the patient, until you're ready to, until you're satisfied that this is where it's going, this is what wants to happen. All right, you understand that? And what we might start with then, in a similar way, let's just have the patient just say something, okay? And that will be the starting point. And then the healer, contemplate what you hear, what your response is internally. And then just keep contemplating it until some intention forms. So that meditation should assist in this process somewhat. I predict that it will. In that the meditation brings us to a space where we don't identify with anything. And there's no identification of anything that is prejudicial to us or anything that is not just coming from the self. Completely internal. Okay, so patients say something and then we'll get started. That's a good question. Kashi, contemplate that. Lie down, that's right, and see what you can do to just find the intention that's proper to do. To anything. Let your attention wander among all the stimulation that you feel inside. Allow your attention to find the various points of stimulation. Visit them. And let it go. even as an intention form, contemplate that intention. And then see whether it takes your attention. Allowing your attention to move among the various points of intensity within your perception. Okay. Switch with your partner. Okay, just say something to your partner, to the healer. And the healer, hearing this, begins to form the relationship. Hearing this, you're including your partner. And then the experience from that moment, from that point, involves both of you. Contemplate what you hear. Contemplate the simulation that appears inside you. Give attention to every new stimulus that appears in your perception, every point of intensity that appears, the physical emotion. And you keep freeing yourself of any preconceptions. upon what you feel or what comes up. Allow your attention to move. Perhaps to some other point of intention. What do you feel? Alright. Let me switch again with your partner. If you have a new patient, let the patient say something. Otherwise, you can just go back to where you were before, in your space, in your healing space. This time, as you allow your attention to move to new points of intention, make the intention that you move it towards a more subtle perception, more subtle perception, which will end up just in the mind. Moving toward perceptions that appear in the mind. But just let it happen. Don't push it. was your terrorism point of intensity is just in the mind. Allow the final intention to form. How do you relate with that? How that point of perception radiates your entire space as a unified experience. Now the object of your attention is undifferentiated as part of the entire field of perception. and allow the experience to become more subtle. Alright. And then switch it in this department. Choose to go back to the same space as your partner as before. Not as a memory, but just to recognize. Allow your attention to be mobile. Undifferentiated, wherever it's left it. And undifferentiated in the multitude of perception in the entire field, the entire space. It's an undifferentiated system of mind. It can affect the pattern. It can produce the tendency. It can become everything else. Feeling the tendency that it source has a very great impact on all the ways it manifests in the body, in the field. And to contemplate from all the efforts of the tendency of the reaction are stilled. it's such a conclusion. So, if you can proceed and form your intentions for healing or teaching or whatever, using any preconceptions about it, it becomes unpredictable with respect to any preconceptions. But it's more closely aligned with the intention that comes, and we'll just call it from the hook in the context of teaching. We started this class in the same way you did last week, but turned out very differently.
Mm-hmm.
We did the same meditation to begin. But it evolved into something completely different. So we let it, because we let it. And it has to do with, this is this week, this is all you people, and not the other people.
Mm-hmm.
Except for a couple. So, if you can do that as a teacher, it will always be fresh.
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
You do find out okay.
Of course. Yeah.
You can feel the room, you can feel the room.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you do as a nurse?
Yes.
You heal. Yeah, exactly. It's a non-prescribed prescription for healing. And what do you do as a teacher? I think you're still healing. But I think the difference is that when you're teaching people, the people are healing themselves. And that is what you'll be looking at. I didn't come here to get a student. I came here to get a teacher. And if you're doing that, it propagates. And pretty soon it goes on forever and never dies. I got this, you can hold on to it. It'll die with you. Yeah, it was called the White Hole Mudra, and it was to remove all identification with your perception that's not part of the self, basic self. And I don't mean self as ego, I mean self as broad, the broadest sense.
Mm-hmm.
But not identifying as, well, I'm part of this family, I'm part of this gang, I'm part of this tribe, or whatever. I live here. It's December. Beyond all of that. It goes beyond all all ways that you are perceiving some context that prejudices anything.
What?
The meditation itself.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a number for it. I can tell you. It's MM360. Making a mold.
Okay.
Making a mold. And it's explained, there's a lot of text on that, if you can read about it.
Or do you have it on your...
Yeah, it's on my website. Just go to my website.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we start. HeidiNam.com. And then search NM360. And you'll find out what it says about that. Yeah. It's kind of interesting how when you're dealing in the mind and you take kind of the end point of anything, it starts to resonate with a whole bunch of different things. But you can heal a whole lot of stuff, even though you started from one place. And when you take it to that end point, which can be in the mind, then it stabilizes that new situation, that new configuration. You stabilize it in the mind, and it will, the body or wherever it was manifesting will conform to that new situation. Okay, then let's finish. The